Thanks everyone for coming to this event. So today we are going to talk about VPP and what is a TLS plugin inside VPP and how we have optimized it for better performance. So today me and Varun are here who will go through the presentation. So my friends from VPP community has already given you introduction on VPP. I will not go deep into the VPP internals, but just a question to everyone. So how many of you have had CPU architecture in your university class or somewhere? Right. Right. Yeah. So I see a lot of people. So one just statement I want to mention is that VPP is one of the softwares which leverages very basic concepts of CPU architecture. Like everybody says that, okay, you need to have data in L1 cache or instructions in L1 cache, right? Okay. How many softwares make sure that you always have your instructions or data in the L1 cache before you actually execute the instructions, right? So this is from the programmer's point of view, I feel that VPP is one of the very few softwares which leverages this and gets the best performance out of your software. Okay. So yeah, we'll move on. So the agenda is that we'll go over what TLS plugin is and what are the contributions we have done to TLS plugin which enhances its performance. And we will also briefly mention about DPDK user space crypto driver, because we internally leverage DPDK for enhanced crypto performance. And Varun will provide what is the actual functionality we have implemented to increase the performance. And we have some performance numbers comparison. And what is the future scope of the work we are going to do. Okay, so what is VPP TLS plugin? Okay, so as earlier sessions has already mentioned, right, everything in VPP is a loadable plugin. Okay, so even the TLS functionality in VPP is a loadable plugin. Okay, so TLS is a transport type which is exposed by VPP framework. Just like you want to say that I want to do a transport socket of TCP type or UDP type, right? Similarly, in VPP, you can just say that I want to do a data transfer with the transport of TLS. So you just go and write to the socket and the underlying TLS implementation will encrypt the data and then send it out, right? So it also provides integration with multiple TLS libraries. Some of the examples are OpenSSL and Pico TLS and Embed TLS. For the scope of this talk, we will concentrate on the OpenSSL because that's where we had done some tests and performance comparison. And in VPP TLS plugin, we have the session management, which is done within the TLS plugin so that any application data which is sent to the TLS layer will know what kind of TLS keys to be used and keys, and then what is the underlying TCP connection on which you have to send the packets. So it also provides some configurability on what are the keys and certificates you have to use for the data application data. So going over the contribution which we have done to TLS plugin. So for those who are aware of OpenSSL software, there is a it's not very recent, but in earlier OpenSSL, they have introduced a concept of asynchronous crypto jobs. So we have leveraged that and then adapted the same thing into the TLS plugin, where you can have a crypto job. Let's say you want to do a RSA sign operation. So you can go and submit the instruction as an asynchronous job. You don't, if there's an accelerator which can work on the other side, you don't need to wait for the operation to complete. The core comes back and it can do the application work. And then after some time, if you go and check if the crypto operation is done, you can go receive the response and then complete the overall request. Okay, so that way we can save the time in which the RSA operation is getting done or any crypto operation is getting done. So we have also, after adding this, right, we have verified this functionality with Marvel OpenSSL engine, which we have written so that we can leverage the hardware accelerator capabilities of Marvel's DPU. So these are the patches we have pushed to add the performance enhancements. Okay, we can go over it later. So the Marvel OpenSSL, which I have mentioned in the earlier slide, it internally uses DPDK crypto PMD. So basically what it does is it goes and submits instructions using the DPDK RTE APIs, and then the underlying PMD will take care of the submission to the actual hardware. Okay. So just brief introduction on DPDK user space crypto device, why it is faster. It works on the PMD basis, so there's no interrupt handling or interrupt context switches, so the performance will be higher because of that. And asynchronous processing, so it allows you to submit the instructions asynchronously, and that too you can do it in a burst basis, so that if you want to do 10 requests at a time, you can go and submit 10 requests and then go back, do your work, do your application work, come back and see how many are done. Once what, like if X number of requests are done, you go and resume those operations. And it also provides flexibility because there is a software OpenSSL based crypto implementation in DPDK. So you can have a comparison against your hardware accelerated PMD versus software OpenSSL crypto implementation. So that way you can say, okay, my implementation